Chris Brown apologizes for his Good Morning America blow-up. Ja Rule pleads guilty to tax evasion. T.I.'s wife Tiny is not welcome at an Atlanta boutique. Megan Good produces her first feature film. And why is Lil Wayne being sued for $20 million? Next on the Stylistic Report. What's good? It's Miss Stylistic, and I'm back in tune with T-Mill, ready to drop these deets from the streets about these crazy celebs in Hollywood on the Stylistic Report for Thursday, March 24th. Are y'all ready to get into it? I know I am. In case you missed it, Chris Brown hit up BET's 106 in Park last night to give his first interview since his spaz attack after his Good Morning America sit-down earlier this week. Chris still swears that he didn't know the Rihanna questions were coming, but he apologized for scaring everyone that day and reassured fans that there was no beef with award-winning journalist Robin Roberts. Chris also begged Team Breezy to please stop sending her hate tweets and threats. Like, oh my God, you Chris Brown fans are ride or die, aren't y'all? Leave that lady alone, okay? Chris's spaz attack didn't affect him all day because he had a good time at his Fame album release party in New York City. Log on to BeStylistic.com and get into his performances at this exclusive event with guest appearances from Bow Wow, Lloyd, and Waka Flocka Flame. As if rapper Ja Rule needs to hear another reason why he may be doing more time in jail, well, Monday he pled guilty to 3 counts of tax evasion for not filing his taxes for the $1 million he made in 2007 and 2008. Yeah, where'd he get that money from? Because I ain't seen a Ja Rule song in I don't know how long. But so far, 2 of the counts have been dropped. But on June 13th, he'll find out if he'll be facing an extra year in prison or fined $100,000 per count. Y'all know he's already going to jail for 2 years because of those gun possession charges, right? Remember when he was out with Lil Wayne back in 2007 and that's why Wayne did his time? Well, in case y'all care, June 8th, he will be going in to serve that stint. Sorry, Ja Rule. Nobody cares about your life anymore. We don't care about your reality TV show you're working on or the new album. You're wasting time. Find something else to do while you're sitting in prison. Okay? Thanks. And so let me tell y'all. I was at the popular Lenox Square Mall browsing around at the Louis Vuitton store, and I stopped across the way at the Hervé Légère boutique to check on their new spring collection, and the sales rep just started opening up to me on how T.I.'s wife Tiny and her fashion stylist tried it. Yes, they tried her by calling up the store, telling them to pull 20 dresses. Mind you, whatever you plan to pull from their store, their policy is, bitch, you must buy. It ain't no pulling and borrowing like other stylists. And neither Tiny nor her stylist showed up to foot that $40,000 bill. See. No, ma'am, Tiny, that is late. You can't be wasting people's time like that. Who are you anyway? Because you're nothing without your man that's in jail. Goodbye. Shout out to my Leo sister Megan Good for producing and starring in her very first feature film that we can expect to see in select theaters in April. Video Girl has a strong D-list cast featuring herself, of course, Ruby Dee, Melissa Ford, Bun B, Bobby Valentino, Joel Santana, and more. Log on to BeStylistic to find out how Megan Good fell into this project, and you can watch the dynamite trailer of her film Video Girl on the site. Look, it is not your typical video hoe movie. It actually looks explosive like a good film should. Word, Miss Megan. Okay, before I go, I gotta tell y'all this. If you have anyone on this earth do any kind of service for you and they succeed at it, pay their ass, please. That's why Lil Wayne's Young Money Cash Money label is being sued for $20 million right now. Yes, the guy who produced Lollipop, Whip It, Prostitute 2, Action, Mrs. Officer, and Let the Beat Build has not been paid yet from the Carter 3. Clearly, Darius Harrison, but known in the music world as Diesel, produced like half of the album, and the Bugatti Boys, Baby and Wayne, haven't given him a dime yet. That is a damn shame. They are so wrong for that. Over there buying Bugattis, making it rain millions in the strip club, and the man who's responsible for everybody buying millions of copies of the Carter 3 is over there broke. Lil Wayne and Baby are lucky that Diesel didn't send Slim Thug or somebody over there to pistol whip somebody, because I know I would, okay? Give me my cheese, please. You've seen my video. I don't play. All right. Until next time, my peoples, log on to Be Stylistic every day for your daily source of celeb gossip, music, fashion, relationship advice, and more. You be you, but I'm a Be Stylistic because I am Miss Stylistic. Okay? You better get into it and have a great weekend. I'll see you next week. The Stylistic Report is provided by In Tune with T-Mill. Log on to tmillonline.com at 10:50 p.m. Eastern, Tuesdays and Thursdays to get into it. Also, you can subscribe to The Stylistic Report on iTunes now.